put in another chapter in the Canadian Premier League's most enduring rivalry. Forge FC's Jordan Hamilton scored in stoppage time to prevent a second consecutive home victory for the Cavalry FC, 1-6-1, in a thrilling 1-1 draw on Saturday afternoon at Spruce Meadows ATCO Field. "I just felt this one we would see it through, that's what's the heart-wrenching part," said Cavalry FC head coach Tommy Wealdon Jr. "Forge are a great side, they've shown it. Three-time champions, mixing with MLS teams, mixing with CONCACAF, and today I thought we were outstanding in the first half with the ball. Then in the second half, we had to show a different side of us with the defense. It is a gut punch to concede a goal that late, because everything they threw at us we seemed to block or counter." Cavalry winger Ali Mus opened the scoring with his second goal in the past four matches with a clinical left-footed strike on the half-volley after winger Jose Escalante feathered in a dangerous cross which striker Maya Bevan touched onto the winger in the ninth minute. The visitors, playing their second league match in 4 days, turned up in the intensity in the second half and were knocking on the door of a breakthrough on a number of occasions. Marco Carducci prevented Forge FC captain Kyle Becker from getting on the scoreboard from distance 10 minutes into the half on a diving save, and the Cavs keeper was at it again to prevent a bouncing free kick from finding Twine in the 60th. In the 81st minute, defender Mandrakar James pulled off a bicycle kick in the penalty box that which was stopped only by the post. In stoppage time, the pressure paid off for Forge. Becker had time off a throw-in and dropped in a 30-yard cross for substitute striker Jordan Hamilton to get a touch on and level the score in the 94th minute. "We've played our fifth game in 16 days, it's been pretty demanding, playing in two competitions where we've played some great games, some tough games, but in this league you have to be resilient," Becker said. "It's not always going to be pretty, but we have to find a way. Picking up points, especially on the road in a tough place to play like this, is massive at the end of the season." The Cavalry, coming off their first loss of the season, have scored first in 7 of 8 matches to date with 6 draws on the record. "It's a tough one for this team because the margins are very, very thin," said Mus. "I take responsibility on my end not to put the team up 2-0, we might come away with a 2-1 win. We have to regroup and learn from this because it's been reoccurring a bit too much and we're dropping too many points at this point." The June 3 game was the Indigenous People's Celebration match at ATCO Field, with the pre-match ceremonies featuring a powwow demonstration, Indigenous vendors market, and a blessing of ATCO Field by Elder Delmar Holloway. The Cavalry get back on the saddle at Spruce Meadows on June 11 at 3 p.m. when the expansion Vancouver FC makes its first trip to ATCO Field. For more information, visit cavsfc.com.